So, Steve, there's been this crazy cool effort that the Sanctuary and WOC have been pushing for to get new radio stations, new local programming in the Schenectady area and the Albany area. Can you talk about that?
It's been really awesome. This is actually part of an effort that has been going on for many years, mostly without our direct participation. Civil disobedience and then organizing campaign that led to the creation of the low-power FM radio service goes back really to the late 1990s. And the work of really thousands of people around the country working together to change federal law about how many radio stations were allowed in a certain market. So many years later has come to fruition here, where WOOC, which folks are listening to now, came on the air at the end of 2015. And there were several other low-power FM licenses that were applied for at the same time, and construction permits were obtained from the Federal Communications Commission, partner organizations, folks we work with.
I see.
And it was a challenge to figure out. So we decided strategically that because we're a media organization and we more or less know what we're doing, and so we felt that we were capable of putting the radio station on the air, we should put ours on first, and then we would turn to help our partner organizations put theirs on, and then we would work together to program them. And so that's really the excitement of the moment.
It does sound exciting. It sounds really exciting. So outside of these partner organizations that aren't quite up and running yet, are there any other local programming stations in the Capital Region area?
Well, there's another Low Power FM that is on the air. The folks at Grand Street Community Arts in Albany put WCAA on the air earlier this year. And so currently in the Capital Region, there's WCAA, Grand Street Community Arts, and WOOC, which is licensed to Media Alliance, the parent organization that runs the Sanctuary for Independent Media here in Troy.
That's great. I hope that we get more and more and more. I think this effort for local programming is so needed, and I think people really appreciate it. So talk about how you guys are going about getting these other stations on the air. Like, what's, I guess, like you've kind of talked about the beginning steps. So like, what are you doing now?
So the key point is that the licenses were applied for and construction permits were issued. That means that the organizations have the FCC approval to go ahead and construct their radio stations. And once they've done it, you only have a 3-year window in which to do it after the construction permit is authorized. Once you've done it, you can apply for the license. So the FCC basically says, okay, go for it. And then you go for it. And if you don't finish in 3 years, it's actually 2-year-and-a-half permit periods. You get one and then get a renewal or an extension, and then you're done. So if you don't get it done by the end of the 3 years, you're finished. You lose the right to build a station. And in the current media environment, those frequencies will get snapped up very quickly by corporate or religious broadcasters who are just waiting for frequencies to use for satellite retransmission or translators or whatnot.
So when you apply for this licensure, and you do have it set up, what reasons would they have to deny you the license?
There's no reason. If you build the station, it's basically, I mean, there may be reasons, but essentially if you build it the way you said you were going to build it, and you do it successfully, then you get a license to cover the community of license, and you have the license for, I think maybe 7 years.
Okay.
And it's almost impossible not to get your license renewed. There were a couple of high profile battles during the civil rights period against broadcasters that were just resolutely not hiring people of color to work there, and they were not covering issues for people of color. And so there were license challenges, really serious organized license challenges organized against those broadcasters, which were unsuccessful. So it's almost impossible to lose a license once you've gotten it.
So I know that you guys have got the antennas up for one or both of the stations?
So we've been in a pretty intense fundraising campaign, particularly at the year end, where we were trying to raise $30,000 in order to help our partner organizations get these stations on the air. And we're successful at raising $32,500. So we exceeded our goal.
What? That's
yep,
crazy.
It's true. It's really just a step. We're basically talking about building two new radio stations and staffing them and running them. So, it's in a way, it's a drop in a bucket. But in another way, it's this incredible achievement because it's the money that's required to get them on the air. doesn't really matter what they are or what they're doing at first. You just have to be on the air.
And what does this money cover? Is this just the antennas, or is this like equipment? What all is incorporated into this $32,000?
Well, it's basically a very low budget to purchase inexpensive FM transmitters. You need to have an antenna. You need to have coaxial cable. You need to have what's called an emergency alert system receiver. It's part of the emergency broadcast system, which is actually one of the most expensive parts of the whole thing. And then, you know, nuts and bolts, tuners, you know, automation computer, different kinds of things like that. But it's basically a bare bones, dorm room refrigerator size rack of equipment that's required to put a station on the air. It doesn't give you a studio. It doesn't give you turntables, microphones, anything like that. It just gives you a transmitter and antenna and a way to get a basic signal on the air. And then we figured once we did that, once we get the license, we and our partners could work together to figure out the programming. We have some rough ideas. I think a lot of the programming that we're doing here at the Sanctuary, we're going to be offering to our partners, and they're going to be doing programming and offering it to us. So we're going to leverage it's really a great opportunity. The stations are super local. They're 100 watts and generally cover just fairly concrete area. We cover Troy pretty well and parts of Albany. The Albany station will cover Albany and parts of Troy. The Schenectady station covers Schenectady and Rotterdam. We don't really know what the full coverage is going to be for all of them, but we're going to have capacity on the ground in these three communities that are so closely interrelated and yet in certain ways are sort of disparate. We don't really know what's going on in Schenectady. We don't really know that much about our neighbors in Albany here in Troy. And so we're hoping that we can really build a community through community radio.
That sounds incredible. So are you guys still raising money for this effort?
We're still raising money because, in the long run, we were talking about needing studios, utility bills, you know, all the things that come with it. But, so it's basically a multi-phase project. I think it's a three or four phase project. But phase one is complete in terms of the fundraising. We have transmitters and antennas on the air in Schenectady and Albany, and they're being tested now. And things are looking really good in terms of being able to submit the paperwork to the FCC. I think the deadline was the second week of January. So it has been tight. And the weather has been really terrible. That's one of the advantages. My grandfather always said, don't procrastinate. And I never asked him why, but apparently it's because it gets really cold and you don't want to be outside on a tower
in
this
weather. That's exactly why you don't procrastinate.
Yeah. So things are looking good. And I just want to, thank everybody who contributed. And we'll be updating folks on a regular basis as time goes on. But things are looking really great for getting these other two stations on the air.
And tell people, right before you go, how they can help financially on this effort.
Yep. Well, it's super easy. You just go to the website, mediasanctuary.org, and there's a donate button there. All the revenue that's coming in at this point is being targeted to this community radio project. If folks are interested in the stations, you can go and listen at 106.9 FM in Albany. WOOA is on the air there. And I think the coverage is pretty basic at this point because there's still more work to be done on the antenna and the tower and so forth. But it's there. 106.9 FM Albany. And if you're in the Schenectady area, you could try 98.9 FM and you should hear a signal there. It won't be the same programming that we have on WOOC. At some point, there's going to be some shared programming. At the moment, they're all running their own formats and it's automated, so it's very limited. But at least you get the excitement of a brand new radio station in town.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.